Sufism relies on music as a medium of expression, of love, devotion, joy and grief, and ultimately union with God. The Sufi poets of Pakistan have struck chords in the hearts of their people and preached their message by using metaphors, popular legends and common episodes. Shah Abdul Latif Bhittai, born in 1690 in Hala in the Lower Indus Valley, wrote in Sindhi and is a Sufi poet in the rank of Jalaluddin Rumi and Jami. He took folk tales and ditties that mothers would sing to their children and transformed them into subtle, mystical verse. In his poetry, Shah Abdul Latif evokes beauty with directness and sincerity, without conceit or bias, and his lyrics are designed to be sung or intoned. He evolved a musical system based on surs or modes that were linked thematically to his verses and named them after the rhythms or ragas of classical music. These surs gave rise to a distinct style of music that became known as Shah Jo Raag, or the music of Shah. Over the last 300 years or so, every evening from sunset until dawn, his devotees continue to sing his compositions at his shrine in Bhitcha. Abida Parveen is the finest exponent of Sufi and love poetry in South Asia today. When she sings, life bursts into music. It takes wing to transcend heights that evoke a sense of timelessness. Her renditions impart meaning to Sufi symbolism and evoke delight. Singing is an experience that embraces her and pours love upon her. For Abida, it is spiritual nourishment. She begins with the Sur Kalyan, the first sur or melody that celebrates peace and harmony. It is usually sung at sunset and is an invocation to God.
Alone, my dear, 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 d मंद पियंदे मूं अलो म्या नीह जो पाहूं की न पसंद Allah Abdul